Neither the briar sent them well.
No, I'm talking about an insect.
Oh. Now, there, you mean any other kind of insect that will sting you? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Uh-huh. There'll be little things that'll raise welts on your skin.
Well, now, that's what's called, we call a sweat bee up here, do that.
These little things around in the woods places, you know, they get in your clothes.
Ticks? Are we talking about ticks?
Hmm? Ticks, sir. Get red bugs here?
We've got what's called chiggers. They're so small that it takes a good eye to see them when they get on you. They will stick to you, whip you up. You know, they'll raise a whelp where they're at, where they get on you.
Yeah.
Now, what we've got, our biggest pest up here, and well, something, you know, really whipping you up, is ticks. And if I were to walk over the farm, after, say, about, well, even from April on, I always come to the house, change clothes. Well, she used to take me a bath. Because anything sticks on you, they'll sometimes, some of them carry what they call, you know, tick fever. And it's pretty hard to handle if you ever once get it.
What's that, those little things we used to catch them in the jar where I was from?
Lightning bugs.
Yeah.
Lightning bugs,
yeah. Got them?
Oh, yeah. A certain time of year, you sit out here on this porch and it's just, the air is just full of them.
Flash on off?
Mm-hmm. I've caught a many of them when I was a kid. Put them in jars. You know?
Yeah. Put them in glass. In
glass, you know.
Glass jar.
Clear glass.
Do you ever see those things around, got a little old beak and maybe two pairs of wings, real thin wings, shiny, had a long, thin body and big old goggle eyes, kind of an insect, they might fly around the lake. They always seem to land on my cane pole.
Well, we always call them, I don't know, but I know what you're talking about. No, as you know, I don't know if it is such a thing, but we've always called them snake doctors.
Yeah, some folks used to say they were snaking around them.
Snake doctors, yeah.
Is that why they called them that? Because they thought there were snakes around?
Well, I tell you the truth, that I've never figured that out.
Never gotten snake. Have you ever been
snake bit?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was rabbit hunting when I was just a little boy, about probably 5 or 6 years old. And I stooped down to look in a hollow log. And one bit, there was a snake bit me beside my nose. But it happened it wasn't a poison snake. But as far as my feelings at that time, it might as well have been. I was about a little quarter from the house, maybe not hardly a quarter, and I never stopped running until I landed in my mother's arms, just screaming up a storm. You know, scared to death. It just brought a little blood here, right?